Hi, people. Welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. I hope you're having an amazing week so far. Thank you for all the feedback on the last episode and for all the conversations that we had on the evil eye. I hope that I was able to clear up some things and I hope that you learned a thing or two. So this week I'll be talking about my pillow and I'm sure people are wondering what in the name is she talking about. But when I talk about my pillow, I always talk about the feeling that I get when I put my head on my pillow. And it's very important for me that regardless of what happens during the day, regardless of the things that I go through, the people that I see, you know, the people that I, you know, the things that I do, it's very, very, very important to me that when my head hits my pillow at night, I'm hitting it with peace in my mind and lightness in my heart. So anything for me that prevents me from having that feeling of, you know what, no matter what has happened, it's me and my pillow now. I mean, I can go to sleep. Anything that takes away that feeling of peace and just contentment and, you know, comfort for me, I avoid at all costs. And I wanted to talk about, you know, this thing where we blame the world for everything. We blame everybody for everything. Even the restlessness of our hearts, we blame other people, we blame other things. But we forget that, you know, the restlessness of our heart and the peace of mind that we don't have a lot of times come into our lives because we open portals to them. And the main portals into our hearts and mind are the eyes and the ears. So if you are not protecting what you're consuming, the things that you're seeing, the things that you're listening to, and then you're blaming the world, then you're like someone who leaves their doors and their windows wide open and blame people for coming into their house to rob them. You cannot leave yourself exposed and open and expect that, you know, unwanted elements will not come into your space. And I see people a lot of times complaining about, you know, things and the world and this. And I'm like, you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss. You don't have to consume everything that is out there. You don't have to allow everything into your space. And for me, this is one of the ways that I'm honestly able to have that beautiful relationship with my pillow. I'm very, very, very particular about the kind of information that I allow into my space. So many times there are things that have happened, I just come on social media and I'm like, what is everybody talking about? I have zero idea because I don't follow blogs, for example. I find them to be extremely toxic. Even if the blog itself is not toxic, I find that a lot of people that follow blogs are very toxic. And when you think about the fact, as my husband once said, everybody has access to data. Everybody has access to a phone. Pretty much everybody has a phone and data nowadays. So when you think about the fact that, you know, there's a varying spectrum of intellectual capacity, exposure, emotional intelligence, kindness, there's a very, very varying, very wide spectrum of those things on, you know, sensational blogs. They're just not the kind of places that I want to be. I find that the information that they put out are not things that can benefit me in any way. The last time that I went on a blog, you know how something pops up on your story and you click on it and it redirects you, and I made the horrible mistake of reading comments. I left so upset. So things like that, I avoid at all costs. I don't follow any blogs. I don't expose myself to things like that. Even, you know, social media apps like Twitter. Like when I used to be on Twitter, I think it was a bit sane back then. But now when I have to, I think it's a place where people particularly enjoy being vile and just flat out inhumane. So I avoid that at all costs. And even the things that I read, I just generally guard my heart and mind, because these are the ways that you let the world in. And if you're very discerning, if you're very particular about what you allow in, then you can control, you know, the state of your heart and mind to a certain degree, because ultimately we're not really in control. But what I'm saying is, you know, people blame everything else, but then you've opened the door, you poke your nose in what does not concern you because you like gist, and you don't realize the effect that that is having upon your heart. You like to read up on people's bad marriages, you like to read up on, you know, all sorts of horrible things, and you don't know that they're leaving a scar upon your heart, so that eventually when you get married, you're already filled with all sorts of horrible stories and horrible, you know, scenario, whether real, whether forged. And that kind of clouds your judgment. That kind of either makes you reduce your expectations, or it makes you increase your expectations to unrealistic, you know, levels. I'm not saying that it's bad to stay informed. All I'm saying is stay informed from sources that have some sort of positive effect. So if you follow certain pages, for example, you know, they'll bring a topic. Maybe it's a topic, it might be a topic about, you know, domestic violence or horrible marriages. But, you know, the conversations that follow will be intellectual and smart and things that you can pick good and bad from. You know, people can say, well, yeah, this is a bad example, but not all marriages are bad. Don't let this, don't let that. But when you read, when you go on the blog and they write about bad marriage, and everybody said, everybody go chop breakfast. You just internalize these things. And you don't know how they inadvertently lay upon your heart. If you expose yourself to negative all the time, there's no way that your insides will be positive. No matter how much you try, if you expose yourself to the wrong things every single day, you wake up, you pick up your phone, you're on social media, you're reading things, you go on WhatsApp, you open every single forward, regardless of where it's come from. You know, the more sensational, the better. You see videos of people being murdered or somebody drowning, or you watch all those things. You're making your heart and your mind negative. And when you put your head on your pillow, there's no way that your head and your heart and your mind are going to be restful. You're going to have nightmares. You're going to be restless. Your mind is going to find it so difficult to settle down. And then you're going to be in a state of high anxiety, whether you know it or not. So when things happen, like when there was the high security alert in Abuja, for example, I refused to panic. I don't even know how to panic and do anxiety. I do what I need to do. I will say my prayers and I would, you know, do anything proactive that I can. Okay, there might be security issues. Okay, let's stock up on food. Let's make sure there's gas in the cylinders. Let's make sure there's fuel in the car. I'll do the things that I need to do and I will just relax and let God do what He needs to do. But if you are the kind of person that once there's any sensation, oh, you're looking for every avenue to hear bad news. Did you hear, they broke into this estate in Guarimpa? Or you want to hear everything to feel that fear, then you're always going to be in a state of hyper anxiety. And that is not good for you physically, mentally, and spiritually, because you're allowing negativity into your space. And these things can really, really greatly impact on you spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. So for me, when I put my head down on my pillow, another thing that I really, really, really try to do is to make sure that every single person that I've interacted with that day, I've done so in a way that if I pass on that night, or if something happens and I wake up the next morning and they say, this person has passed on, I will be happy with my last interaction. I remember the first time I read that on social media where somebody had said, be sure, try and make sure that, you know, the last interaction you have, people, interactions that you'll be proud of if you hear that they've passed on. And for me, it matters a great deal. Even if it's somebody asking me for something, even if I cannot help that person, I want to let them down in a nice way, not in a brusque way or in a mean way. I try to make sure that, you know, even though no matter how annoying my children are, before they go to bed, I make sure there's a hug and a kiss. You know, all those little things matter greatly to me. I revisit all my conversations in my head, like, okay, where could I have done better? Did I slip into gossip? I reevaluate everything. And then the last thing I do every single night before I go to bed is to seek forgiveness of God. I try not to fall asleep until I have sought forgiveness. Because for me, anything can happen. And in Islam, we know that sleep is a mini death. You might wake up, you might not wake up. It's all by the mercy and the grace of God that we go to bed and we wake up the next morning. So many people do not. So for me, I go to bed thinking, what if this is my last night? Okay, let me do tawbah. Let me just seek forgiveness. And I do an extensive, you know, prayer on forgiveness. And I just try to rid my heart of anything negative. If there's anybody that's offended me, even if it's hard, I would at least forgive. Even if I cannot forget, I would at least say, you know what, God, well, for your sake, I've let it go. And I try to just forgive before I go to bed, so that when I put my head on that pillow, I'm like, man, me, I've done my best. I can't even kill myself. I've done my absolute best. So anything that makes me toss and turn at night, anything that makes me restless, it's just not worth it. If I'm restless, let it be a restlessness of excitement. Like, oh my God, I can't wait for dawn to break. I can't wait for this day to come. Let it be a restlessness of excitement, not one that I'm hissing and tossing and turning. And even with my husband, like if there's anything keeping me up at night, I can wake you up at 2 a.m. Please, let's deal with it, because anything that is making me unable to fall asleep or is making me punch my pillow, or I detest with all that I am. And, you know, for me, I feel like our lives are in cycles. And sometimes I liken, you know, life to, you know, days. You know, our lives are in cycles. Every single day counts one way or the other towards, you know, what the next day will bring, and on and on and on like that. And even though, you know, the next day starts afresh and everything, you carry over things from the day before. So do you want to continuously carry on baggage from day one? You have one piece of coal, day two, and then you're carrying on baggage from every single day of your life, so that by the time you are at the point where you need to be at ease and comfortable, you have so much to offload. For me, I find that this is the most unhealthy way of living. And it's something that you can break down into every single relationship that you have. If you have issues with your spouse, with your siblings, with your friends, deal with it so that you don't carry it on the next day and into the next phase and into the next year. I find that it's so much easier to free yourself and to offload your baggage as they come, rather than piling them up and then trying to offload, you know, everything at once or, you know, over a period. I think it's so much easier to rid yourself of baggage every single day. So if there's something that is bothering you, if there's something that is making you toss and turn, best thing you can do for yourself is, when you wake up the next day, figure out how to deal with it. If you could not have dealt with it the night before, maybe you don't have access to the person, maybe it's a work colleague or someone that you cannot reach at night or something, the next day when you wake up, just find a way to just be like, you know what, I'm not losing any more sleep over this issue. I'm going to address it the best way that I can. Even if it's to tender an apology, even if it's to let someone know, oh, this is what you did to me that upset me. You know, whatever it is that you need to do, do it. Not for the sake of the other person, but for the sake of you and your pillow. And for the love of God, watch what you're consuming. You might think that it's just, you know, innocent scrolling. You might think that it's just, you know, mindless scrolling. But no, every single thing that entered the portals of your eyes and ears have an effect on you. Make sure you're feeding yourself with positives and not negatives. Make sure that you're not using your own hands to mess yourself up. Some people are just angry. Some people are just agitated. Some people are just hyper anxious. And not because they have particular reason to be, but because they've seen things that they shouldn't see. They've poked their nose in places that they shouldn't. They've known things that they had no business knowing. And it's affecting their lives, even though it's not connected to their lives in any way. So there's a particular, you know, trend on some blogs that, you know, sometimes, like I said, things just pop up on your story. And I find that there's nothing they love more than to bash marriages and men. And they have a particular affinity for polygyny. They just love to bash polygynous marriages. It's just something that comes up all the time on a specific type of blogs that I see come up. You know, you just see again, oh, somebody else has posted something, and you people love to share these things as well. So you see it on your story and you're like, is there nothing else to talk about, for God's sake? Is there really no other important issue in the world but this marriage, men, second wife, this? Is there nothing else to talk about? And people love to, you know, consume this thing. Those are the posts that you see 1 million comments and likes. But the ones that they're telling you how to benefit yourself, self-improvement, you see like 20-something likes. And, you know, so I feel like human nature, we like sensationalism. We like things that, you know, excite us. But if you're being excited by the negative, then don't be, you know, surprised when you become negative, because, you know, you're opening up your mind and your heart to welcome the negative. So be careful. Be wary about the things that you expose yourself to. Be wary about the kind of conversations that you have with people, the types of interactions that you have with people, you know, and things like that. And just really, really, really be determined that when your head hits your pillow at night, you're hitting it with a sigh of contentment and peace, knowing that, you know, you put out only positives in the world. And the things that you were exposed to that were not so positive, you let go of before your head hit that pillow. Don't be the person that welcomes negative into their lives and passes it on to other people. When you get, you know, like I told my mom, I always tell my mom, mommy, I don't want to know. I don't need to know. Ha, did you hear about the child that was kidnapped? I don't need to know. There's no reason for me to know about the child that was kidnapped outside of school. So that when my children go to school, I can be in a hyper-anxious state. There's no need for me to know. I don't need to know. If there's something, all I can do is pray over my children, make them say their prayers before they go to school, give them security, you know, tips and things like that. After that, it's out of my hands. I don't need to be worrying and shaking in my boots every time my children go to school because I've internalized bad information. Hey, how far? My mom can call me and say, how far is your, you know, because my mom lives in Lagos and I live in Abuja. How far is where you live from Kubwa or from somewhere? Because I heard that they broke into somebody's house. I'm like, mommy, I do not want to know. I don't need to know. So I don't consume bad news. It doesn't mean that I stick my head in the sand. It doesn't mean that I'm oblivious to all that is going on. I just do the things that I know are proactive. You telling me that they've broken into houses 100 times where I live or around where I live is not going to change anything for me. As long as I know that I'm not being careless, I've prayed, I've taken the necessary measures, that's all I need. That's all I can do. I don't need to know anything that is going to make me so anxious that I begin to slip up. So for me, I just say, guard your space, guard your mental, you know, health. Stop exposing yourselves to negatives. Make sure that you and your pillow have the most beautiful, peaceful relationship. Don't make it one of violence because you're so restless, you're just punching the poor pillow and pillow is thinking, what did I do? Like, it's not me that sent you to go and be poking your nose where it did not concern you. So don't be the kind of person that, you know, feeds off sensationalism and negativity. Ah, did you hear this? Did you see that? And then you two, you are the one that is forwarding, whether verified, whether unverified. I remember one stupid, you know, forward that someone sent to me during the COVID thing. Something about some dragon being released. I'm like, have we gotten this this crazy that we believe things like this? So much sensationalism, and the weirder, you know, it is, the more people just gobble it up. So all I'm saying is, have a beautiful relationship with your pillow. Make it one that you look forward to. Make sleep time something that, you know, is exciting for you because you know that you're going to hit that pillow with a sigh of peace and contentment. That's my little talk for this week. I hope I've made some sense. If you have any feedback or comments, you know I love to hear it. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again next week. Bye.